We're a little more than a week out from Election Day, but much still remains uncertain. And joining us this morning with his perspective is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dan, to be with you. And Mr. Trump got 2024 started early with his announcement that he is a candidate for re-election, in 2024.
So what does that mean for the race? More specifically, what does that mean for the field of potential Republican candidates?
Some experts feel that since Trump has a backing, and even though he lost in 2020, he got 70 million votes. He lost by 7 million, but you know, he has a backing, and I personally think he hurts the Republicans, and he certainly hurt them in this round in the Senate.
So we've talked about the Senate, which the Democrats have won. But, of course, now we're going to focus on the House and who the next House Speaker will be.
That is an interesting question. And it looks like the House will go Republican. But what people don't know is that when you elect a Speaker, it has to be an absolute majority. So you have to get 218 votes. Yesterday, when the Republicans voted for their candidate for Speaker, 31 Republicans voted against McCarthy. So it will be interesting what happens between now and January 3rd.
And what are your thoughts on the election results overall?
Well, I think that the Democrats won because everybody was talking about a big red wave, which didn't happen, and therefore that gave the advantage to the Democrats. And I can say that on election morning, I predicted that Democrats would hold on to the Senate and the Republicans would win the House, and I think I have a good chance for that happening. But I do think Trump getting into it really, in my opinion, in the long run, hurts. Now, big question on the Democratic side is what will happen to Speaker Pelosi. Many people think that she'll step aside now because of the husband injury and the attention that he needs, plus the fact the Democratic leadership is very old, so some Democrats might be thinking of younger leadership.
And is there anyone you see in that race right now?
I don't, because really I don't know every seat. Certainly Maloney in New York, who led the Democratic congressional, was defeated. So he would have been a leading candidate, but right now, presuming that she does step aside, that's probably another thing that we'll be watching and having on the air.
And we got two races. We got at least two races that are still outstanding.
Well, there is, but I think the Republicans will get enough winners in California to take over the House of Representatives, even though narrowly.
All right, and of course, we're going to still be watching that Senate race in Georgia.
Yeah, it's December 6th, but it kind of means less now because the Democrats do have 50 senators plus the vote of the vice president.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
And we'll be back again, Dan.
Indeed, we shall.
Thank you.
WATD political analyst John Creed.